Hello, this is Pastor Allen of Throne of Grace Ministries, welcoming you once again to our website and thanking you for choosing to listen to this teaching called Afraid, which is part of a three-part teaching. Are you afraid? Have you ever been tempted to be afraid? Have you ever let your Monday ruin your Sunday by revelation of the Holy Spirit? The answer is yes. We're all tempted with fear. Fear is a tool of the evil one. It is one of the oldest temptations in his bag of tricks. It is part of a three-piece set: anxiety, worry, and fear. They are all generated from the primary source of the evil one's power, unbelief. Do you feel that you are alone in being fearful? What if you knew for a fact that there was a simple way to overcome fear every time it tempted you? Would your life be better? There are two types of fear. One, of course, is rational fear. Rational fear is a gift from God. Fear, or respect for God, is biblical. If someone throws you out of an airplane without a parachute, it would be reasonable to be afraid. Rational fear keeps us from sticking our arm in the propeller of that airplane to find out what would happen. The fear we're discussing is unreasonable fear. This fear is generated by unbelief in God. Jesus encountered fear constantly. The fact that we have fear is not a surprise to our Creator. That is why whenever a representative of God or God Himself appeared, the first words from the messenger were and are, "Fear not." So how do we overcome irrational or bad fear? Here's a tip. In my teaching on anxiety, I reported that in AA meetings, you will frequently hear fear referred to as an acronym, false events appearing real. Truer words were never spoken. Most of the things that we fear are projections based on the incorrect time zone. We fear things in the present because of our past experiences. Carried one step farther, we project future events and results based on problems, failures, mistakes, and blatant bad or wrong decisions in the past. Think about it this way. Imagine in your mind three movie theaters, and theater number one is the past. There's a movie that is written, produced, and directed by Satan, starring you, and it contains every failure, mistake, and shortcoming you've ever had in your life. Out in front of this movie, Satan is selling you admission tickets free. He's trying to suck you in to see that movie 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll skip over theater number two to theater number three, which is the future, written, produced, and directed by Satan, starring you. And it is predicated or based on every failure that you've ever made in your life and all your shortcomings from the past, the movie The Past. You see, and what the evil one would have us do is skip back and forth from theater number one to theater number three constantly. But where God is calling us is to theater number two, which is this present moment. Here in this theater, you will find the immeasurable love of our God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him would never perish, but would have everlasting life. Here we'll find the never-ending mercy of our Lord God. Here we will understand His grace, His willingness, ability, and power to do those things for us that we cannot or will not do for ourselves. Here we will learn who we are in God's eyes, how He sees us, and the many wonderful promises of God that we inherited by the blood of Jesus. We'll find here in theater number two that God's plan for us before the worlds were framed were that we would be adopted unto His family by the reconciling blood of Jesus, that we would become a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen generation, and a peculiar people, that we are more than conquerors in every situation, that our spirit cries out that we're children, and that if we're children, then we're heirs, and if we're heirs, that we're joint heirs with Jesus. Here in this theater, we'll learn that God has already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Here in this theater, we will learn that God has already blessed us in heavenly places with every spiritual blessing. We'll learn that God has rebuke Satan for us, that He has delivered us from the powers of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Here we find the great and precious promises of Jesus that tell us that we have been empowered by Him over the evil one. When Jesus said, I saw Satan fall from heaven as a bolt of lightning, and I give you dominion over snakes, scorpions, and over every power of the evil one. And whatsoever things you bind on earth are bound in heaven. Here in this present moment, we exercise the decision to put on the full armor of God, that we have the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, that our loins are girded by the truth, and our feet are shod by the preparation of the gospel of Jesus, that we have the shield of faith, which will extinguish every fiery dart of the evil one, and that we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is all truth and is no lie, and that we have those weapons in full employ so that Satan can harm us in no way. Jesus said that nothing shall in any wise harm us because we've been given dominion over every power of the evil one. In this theater, we'll find out what our great and precious promises are concerning speaking and receiving, creating by words. See, Jesus taught us, saying, have faith in God. I tell you the truth, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that the things that he says shall be done for him, he shall have whatsoever he says. Here we'll learn the teaching of Jesus that, therefore I tell you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Here we will hear the voice of Jesus crying out to us, saying, until now you've asked nothing in my name, but ask that you may receive, that your joy may be full. Here is where the word of God will enter into our hearts and our spirits in this present moment in theater number two. So that as it sinks into our spirit, then the promise of Jesus will come true in our lives, that if we dwell in Jesus and his words dwell in us, then we will ask what we wish of the Father, and it shall be done unto this. And this is Jesus' Father glorified, that we will bear much fruit and indeed become his disciple. In theater number two, we receive the blessings of God. And so it's up to us to make a decision to move our being into theater number two, this present moment. And if we will do this, then fear will have no place in us. You know, the problem with most of us Christians is that we rely on ourselves to fight the battles that Jesus has already won for us. We forget all too easily who we are and who Jesus is. Often we're ignorant of all that Jesus said and did. We have trouble because of bad teaching or ignorance making a decision to believe Jesus. Sometimes our challenge is merely to make a decision to believe that God is. One of the greatest teachings on fear ever is from Jesus, and he's just fed 5,000 people, not including women and children, and his disciples are with him in the boat on the Sea of Galilee. And behold, a great tempest arose in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered by waves. But he was asleep, and his disciples came to him and woke him up, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And Jesus asked them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? I've been in small boats, and I thought they were going to sink. And I've asked God that very same question. I've been in a small airplane during flight training when the engine had failure. I've been in two life-threatening car accidents where I've asked the same thing of God. And I realize that in those times, those are the most painful words that I could have said to him. Instead, what I should have done was thank God for his enduring love, mercy, and forgiveness. And he saith unto them, why are you afraid, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Matthew 8:23-26. Wow. This is one of Jesus' most powerful teachings, and it happened in seconds, and it took 9 words. Why are you afraid, O you of little faith? Think about this. We do not have their excuse. They had to rely on their flesh faith. They did not have the faith of the Son of God. We do. If you have been saved by believing in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and have confessed with your mouth that he's your Lord, you've been given as a free gift the faith of the Son of God. Does it seem redundant to say that faith is the answer to fear? The message for us is to pause in the middle of the storm and use the faith that Jesus has given us in full measure. We make a decision. We choose as an act of our will to live one moment at a time with joyful expectation of the things that we cannot see. Our second teacher, Paul, the teacher to the Gentiles, by the grace and divine appointment of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, put it like this. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We do not fix our eyes on the things that we see, but the things that we don't see, because of the things that we see are temporal and subject to change, but the things that we don't see are eternal. and making the decision to use the faith that we have been given as a free gift from God, we begin to understand that the things that we do not see are more real than the things that we do see. Hebrews 11:3, for by faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In simple terms, the creation cannot be greater than the Creator. We've been taught wrongly to believe that the things that we see are more real than the things that we do not see. Jesus is telling us as simply as possible that the way to overcome fear and walk in victory is to make a choice to, one, live in this present moment, not in the past or the future, with two, hope or joyful expectation of three, the things we cannot see. I pray that when you're attacked or tempted with one of the tools of the evil one, anxiety, worry, or fear, that you remember these teachings and overcome the temptation by making a choice to live by faith and to believe the promises of God. This is Pastor Allen thanking you for listening to this teaching and signing off.